City's fair, 36 degrees this morning in Tulsa. Thick fog southwest of Tulsa. We're looking for a high today of 65. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A special panel looking at how to improve gathering tips to help solve crimes has recommendations now for Tulsa City leaders. The Public Safety Intelligence Group was formed after the killing of four women at Fairmont Terrace last month. Chairman G.T. Bynum says a top priority is upgrading the outdated system that officers use to process tips and other intelligence from the public.
An upgrade for something, a system that's been in place for nearly 40 years, isn't cheap. We're talking several million dollars here. But when you consider the impact that can have on making Tulsa safer, I think it's money well spent. It's something that we'll be taking a hard look at.
The list of recommendations will be presented to the City Council's Public Safety Committee meeting on Thursday. The Tulsa Health Department is enthusiastic about Governor Fallon's plans for tobacco laws in Oklahoma.
Governor Fallon's State of the State address makes it clear she wants to put the power of regulating the use of tobacco into the hands of local policymakers. Health Department Director Dr. Brian Dart knows what he thinks regulations should look like in Tulsa.
They have a 100% smoke-free workplace ordinance of legislation here so that there's no exposure to environmental tobacco smoke at the workplace or public places.
He says he would like to see that include public parks. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
On State Capitol Watch this morning, Owosso State Senator Rick Brinkley is leading the charge for workers' compensation reform in the legislature. He tells reporters at a State Capitol news conference the current system is not working.
Our adversarial system isn't designed to help injured workers get the care they deserve quickly and to get back to work. The system is designed to drag cases out and to drive up costs. It's bad for workers, and it's bad for business.
He calls the system a roadblock to a strong Oklahoma economy. People who have been pushing for repairs at the state capitol might have more ammunition in their arguments. Officials say a faulty fan motor that began smoking yesterday forced the evacuation of three House committee meeting rooms. School bells sound as classes resume at Coweta. This follows Monday's suicide of a ninth grader in a school restroom. Coweta Superintendent Jeff Holmes says special counselors are there for the students.
Well, that's going to be the big thing, is that we're just going to be available for one another. I mean, we're small community. We'll get through it together.
Special community religious services have been held and more are planned for tonight's Wednesday night services. In the wake of this week's school suicide at Coweta, Tulsa's Family and Children's Services is offering some prevention tips. The center's Carrie Little says there are warning signs for parents.
If your child is perhaps suicidal, maybe they're saying things like, the world would be better off without me, you would be better off without me. Maybe they're giving away some of their personal items that they really love. If they like to play baseball, they don't want to play baseball anymore. Those kinds of things. So the suicidal indications and also the bullying indications can kind of bleed into one another.
Governor Fallon this week urged the legislature to finance additional suicide prevention programs for Oklahoma. Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt this morning warning Oklahoma business owners to beware of letters being sent by a records service company that claims to file government forms for a $125 fee. Pruitt says the forms are not required in Oklahoma. Our weather forecast, if you're headed down to Oklahoma City, you may want to give yourself a little extra time this morning. Very thick fog, that area. The Weather Service has visibility down to near zero. Here in Tulsa, we're looking for sunshine this morning, then clouds to thicken during the day and a high of 65. National Weather Service radar shows us no precipitation. Now, at 610, it is fair and 36. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.